Hello, 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 everybody. This is Brandon Luna.
Randy Rankin.
With Calypso Cigar Review Podcast. And this is interview number four.
Number four.
Hey,
Quattro.
On this show.
Quattro, yes.
Quattro. We're back to the Spanish again.
Yes, we are.
And this
Man,
one
I
is
haven't done that in a long time.
With, I know. And this is with someone you guys may not know, but hopefully you will, because we're hoping the book does well. This is Neil A. Cohen. And he wrote
a
book.
What a nice guy, yeah.
Very nice guy. Called
Exit Zero. I bought it, but I gave it to Sydney for her to read it first.
And I've started reading it already.
Oh, you already have? Okay. I want my t-shirt.
No, oh, it's in the car.
Okay, good.
No, wait. Is it in the car?
I don't know.
No, it's in my backpack. You'll get it.
All right.
So he did get a t-shirt when he bought the book, and it was personalized, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So here's the
I was going to give it to Sydney, but he put my name on it. I'm like, well, I guess I'll read it too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it is a zombie book, and it takes place in New Jersey, and the one little fun fact is that this happens in New Jersey, and for 48 hours, no one knows it's a zombie apocalypse.
It's fucking New Jersey.
So check out this interview with Neil A. Cohen, and buy the book.
Yes.
Welcome to Cinema, the movie and television podcast show that talks about everything dirty, mean, and nasty.
It rubs the lotion on its skin.
In Hollywood and beyond. If it's sin, we're in. Hey everybody, it's Brandon Luna with Calypso Cigar Review and Cinema.
This is Randy Rankin with Calypso Cigar Review and Cinema, and we were with Neil Cohen, author of the book Exit Zero. So, what is Exit Zero about?
Exit Zero follows the first 48 hours of the zombie apocalypse as it hits New Jersey.
Nice.
Follows the cast of characters. They're fighting their way down to Garden State Parkway at the beginning of the end.
Okay, great.
I would think you would not want to be a zombie in New Jersey.
Well, one of the
Do you want to be anything in New Jersey?
Yeah, no. One of the points is they don't realize for about 24 hours that it actually is the zombie apocalypse because it is happening in New Jersey. Yeah. So
that's awesome. One of my real good friends is from New Jersey, so that's why I'm ripping on New Jersey.
So you'll buy him a book.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So when did the book come out?
It just came out in February 2015.
Okay. And it's doing well?
It is doing well, yes. It's only been out, like I said, just under 3 months right now.
Oh, great. Absolutely. Well, it's interesting that we got to talk to you this way because you kind of grabbed us because you saw we were talking about cigars, so you're obviously a cigar smoker.
I am. I overheard Cuban cigars, and my spidey sense went, huh? What are those guys talking about there? Cuban cigars. Well, look at this. What I have here, and that I was waiting for the end of the conference to smoke,
nice. Is
my Romeo and Julieta Cubana that
Very
I actually
nice.
Just brought back from the United Arab Emirates, which is where I get my Cubans from.
And it's no longer illegal to have them anymore.
Which is great.
It's not. But this one is actually, I've had this probably for about 3 months now. I haven't had a chance to smoke it, so
okay.
I'm waiting for a nice celebratory reason.
Well, there you go, the end of convention.
Exactly.
So is this your first convention, first book?
It is my first book, not my first convention. It is my first horror convention, but I've done several book conventions and Comic-Cons prior.
Okay, nice. Okay, cool. So but good. Other than Cubans, what are some of your favorite cigars?
My actual favorite cigar is Monte Cristo. I like the Churchill size and Macanudo, I guess. I like a smoother cigar. It's rare that I actually smoke Cubans because I found them to be quite harsh, but because I'm not a regular smoker, so I do need something kind of mild.
Gotcha. That's fine. Well, I have a cigar to give you, but it's not mild. But try it anyway. One cigar of the year.
It will
cigar
not
journal.
Go to waste. I will be smoking it. I usually.
He's fishing.
I'm fishing for yes. I got one here for you too.
That is fantastic.
This one is mild.
Look at this.
So this one is mild. It's an Ecuadorian Connecticut with Nicaraguan and Dominican filler. It's a good mixture of everything that you would like, I think. And it's
that is absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Thanks for being a cigar smoker and coming out here to the Texas Frightmare Fest.
And good luck. Good luck with your book.
And please visit my website at exitzerozombie.com. That's exitzerozombie.com.
Gotcha. All right. Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Neil.